Well, John received an email from a listener saying, being in the IT game, I thought I would test Vodacom's new shackles in terms of the new data bundle expiry laws, and duly purchase a 2 gigabyte data bundle on the 1st of March for 7 days. The 7th day came and went, he writes, and the data expired. I called the call center and got a very arrogant individual who said the problem was I didn't understand how it worked and said the only way to prevent expiry would be to buy a bundle the exact same as the one about to expire, and that would be the only way to extend it. No warning, no SMS, no invitation via the app to do so, just gone as per usual. I had used 200 megabytes of the 2 gigabytes of data that he had bought. The call center supplies a link now to so-called instructions, which are a laugh. As far as I'm concerned, they are still going to expire millions worth of data daily. He then goes on to detail as to the conversation he had with the person. What's the process is the question he finally asked. Must you buy a bundle and you renew it immediately afterwards to double its lifespan and then it expires anyway? So what has the new regulation achieved in that case? I tried halfway through the week to now transfer data, which their systems don't seem to accommodate. Still only airtime, which is supposed to change as well. Well, we thought we'd approach Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband magazine, to help the questions that have been highlighted by the listener. Jan, a very good afternoon, and thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. It's a complicated issue, so I'm only happy to help.
So try and uncomplicate it for not only us, but for the listener in question, please.
So in this particular case, we're just dealing with Vodacom. Everybody has their own way, of handling data expiry and rollover and transferring and all that stuff. Let's just look at data expiry in this case, because there's all kinds of hairy, sticky areas that that ICASA didn't really make provision for in the regulations. And I think what the listener is pointing out here is an area where ICASA allowed the operators to kind of make their own decisions about how they are going to implement these new regulations. And as the listener pointed out, there's no obligation on the network operator to really inform the subscriber that their data is about to expire and what they can do to avoid the data expiring, you know, by rolling it over. And importantly, the data rollover isn't necessarily automatic. You might have to do something. You know, you either have to go into a USSD menu to say you want to roll the data over, or in the case of Cell C and Vodacom, you've got to buy a new data bundle within the expiry period to extend the validity of that data bundle for a set period. So, yes, unfortunately, there's a whole host of new rules that subscribers have to learn, and the rules will differ depending on the data bundle you buy. If you buy an hourly bundle, it's different to a daily bundle, different to a weekly bundle, different to a monthly bundle, depending on the operator. Some operators have very simple rules, and some of them, like Vodacom, unfortunately, the rules can be quite contrived at times.
All right. So what I'm hearing here is that what happened did happen to this listener in part because he didn't fully understand what sort of data bundle he was purchasing.
Yes, but also he wasn't informed of what his options were when the data bundle was about to expire. So all ICASA says is that when the bundle expires, the operator has to let you know, hey, your bundle's expired. Now, do you want to go out of bundle, or do you want to buy a new bundle? So there's no obligation on the mobile network operator to actually say, oh, you know, like a day or 2 days, depending on what kind of bundle you've bought, or a week before, whatever. Your bundle is about to expire. Don't you want to roll over your unused data? There's no obligation on them to do that. So it's once again on the subscriber to educate themselves about the options available to them to either transfer the data to a new subscriber or to another subscriber on the same network, or to you know, make sure that you extend the expiry window, either by buying a new bundle or going into a USSD menu, whatever the operator requires to make that happen.
I'm still a little confused then, Jan, because I thought the amendment to the legislative framework, I suppose, that came into effect on the 1st of March was to do away with a need for consumers to have to worry about these things.
Right. And I think that that's where, as people start using these services, a lot of disappointment is unfortunately going to set in. Not to take away from what ICASA has achieved. What ICASA has achieved here is tremendous against tremendous adversity in the telecommunications sector. There was a lot of blowback regarding these regulations. The fact that they managed to get this done without actually going to court, they misplayed their hand with respect to the deadline. That's perhaps a discussion for another time. So I don't want to take away from that, but unfortunately, they've left a bunch of loopholes, the operators might call them, gray areas or unclear areas, where some of the operators actually, they tried to engage the regulator, tried to engage ICASA and say, hey, listen, you didn't think of this, you didn't say anything about this, and now it's up to us to kind of make this stuff up. Are you going to be happy if we do it this way, And so, ICASA wanted to get a big change in the industry through in a very limited period. And unfortunately, here we are, where the operators, where some operators have decided to implement rules that are better than they were before, but certainly not taking the extra step to inform consumers about what they can do.
All right, so arm yourself with information still. Absolutely. And do not rely on the fact that the legislative framework right now has taken away the responsibility for you to still make the right choices when it comes to purchases.
Yes. For now, you do have options, so that's a step in the right direction. But certainly, except when it comes to when your data is physically used up, there's no obligation on operators with respect to informing you about your data rollover options.
Jan, thank you very much indeed. Jan Vermeulen is the editor at My Broadband Magazine.